We're talking about the history of humanity and how we have been influenced. And it's like, we deserve to know that. And we deserve the technologies that are being suppressed.
We're being exposed to only so much information. We're not being fully educated. There's a difference.
What percentage of UAP sightings, in your belief, go unreported by our pilots?
I would estimate we're somewhere near 5% reporting, perhaps. 5% reporting.
There isn't
perhaps,
anything. 5%. Then why the push to cover it up? Then why the
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
By then, I had already accepted this new paradigm of there being, as Senator Inouye said, and I'm quoting, there's a secret government with its own Air Force,
its own Navy, its own fundraising mechanism, and the ability to pursue its own ideas of the national interest, free from all checks and balances, and free from the law itself. Free from the law itself.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the It Can't Be a Joke podcast. Our mission is to expose the true history and technologies that have been suppressed from the masses for all too long. This is a consciousness movement, meaning the more people that are aware and spread the word, the faster the movement spreads and we can declare our freedom from the military, banking, oil, pharmaceutical, telecommunications, and every other industrial complex that uses its money and influence to program humanity as their time slaves.
We use this as an opportunity to not only expose the corruption in our country and world, but to also discuss the practices of spirituality, meditation, and consciousness as we seek to crack the riddles of our brains, emotions, and higher selves. Let's blast off.
Let's.
Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome back.
We're back.
We're back.
We were never gone.
No, we were here the whole time.
Researching
in spirit. We had this episode, we started researching it back in mid-April.
We started researching it back in November
when we were
in Joshua Tree.
Yes, that's what.
Mm-hmm. Just sky completely covered on X. We have a lot of people have viewed that one, reposted and shared.
Yeah, I made a note because I want listeners to go check it out. The one from Joshua Tree, I looked, I scrolled through our X account last night, and it has like 55,000 views.
Yeah.
But the one you made out of the living room window right here, remember?
Yeah.
That one has 59. I hope you can check out our X page. We're just at It Can't Be a Joke, and there's some really great chemtrail videos. We drove to Joshua Tree kind of on a whim, and we wound up pulling up at night, and it just so happened that we were filming light beings, orbs, but what we noticed most was that the chemtrails and planes were flying all night from 11 p.m. until all
morning.
Day, the next morning.
They stuck around the next morning, mm-hmm. Well, they, whatever the new ones are that moved in. Straight lines, like, not,
and we were
not
in
nature.
We were in this barren wasteland of 29 palms that there was nothing around, nothing.
There's some people that live out there. It's the boonies.
It was the boonies. It was so cool, though.
When we say barren wasteland, it's a scenic barren wasteland. And it was really cool. I mean, the scenery, the nature-wise, that's what I'm going to rank states on.
Yeah.
And places that we go is like, how great is the nature? How great is the scenery? And California, I mean, we were just in LA area, Topanga, and Joshua Tree. And we saw Joshua Tree the next day.
The national park, like the actual national park, which was, what, it was incredible. It exceeded my expectations, but it's because that we stayed outside of the national park.
Yeah. And it was on the outskirts, kind of in the boonies, but it was insanely beautiful. We were just kind of in awe. But we got a lot of film. We were, you know, going there to film UFOs or UAPs and light beings, all of the sort. But we, turns out the best film that we got was your commentary on chemtrails. And you know, that's what we're going to be talking about today.
You got such a good view of, I mean, because there's nothing obstructing your view. There's mountains and you just, the next.
Far away. The mountains are like off miles away.
Yeah, it's like another little world.
Fossilized. I mean, there's like fossilized coral and all this stuff there. I'm like, this was definitely an ocean at one point.
Yeah, this used underwater. To be the bottom of the ocean. It was so, it was just such a, I don't know.
The wind was howling.
Yes, and we I don't know if you've ever listened to the Joshua Tree album by U2, but I put that on after sunrise, and it was an incredible experience. But yes, the Chemtrails video that we took really blasted off on X, and I think that it's kind of helped open a lot of people's minds about it, and, you know, we share it with friends and neighbors.
Yeah, but it's just crazy because, I mean, there's tornadoes ripping through. It seems like every day we're having these huge storms and tornadoes, hurricanes, you name it, wildfires. And what is the common denominator that mainstream media always will push for that? Oh,
climate change.
It's climate change. Well, and we're going to go over it all today. So for all the naysayers and all the doubters who like to say, well, that's a conspiracy theory that's been debunked.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast is for you. I mean, the whole series that we have is educational. That's
and
the whole
for
purpose
those,
of it.
And it's for people just waking up, because there's a lot of, no pun intended, layers to the chemtrail thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's there's so many things happening within this one corrupt thing.
And who funds most of it?
I don't know. My least favorite person.
Harvard dropout. Oh, what's his name? Billy Boy Gates? Oh, yeah. He's funding many of the things that we're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
The chemtrails is what they call the chemtrail conspiracy theory. What mainstream media calls it is stratosphere aerosol injection or solar geoengineering. It's all the same thing. It's spraying in the sky, different aerosols. It's been reported many different chemical compounds such as aluminum, sulfur dioxide, calcium carbonate, and barium to reflect the sunlight to assist in fighting climate change. So we're pushing away the sun, we're blocking the sun, which, newsflash, we all need to survive. Everything on this planet needs the sun to survive. They're going to gaslight us, saying we're the problem.
Yeah.
As they're flying around on their jets, on their super yachts. Like, it's one of the most corrupt psyops out there.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've talked about in different podcasts that we've had before, you know, we have the energy technology that it wouldn't even need to be a problem. It wouldn't need to be a debate. But they want to keep us stuck on the old ways of doing things, because why? They can make money on it. It's all about money to them. Money and control.
Yep.
But that's the main thing that we're going to be talking about today is chemtrails, stratosphere aerosol injection, if we want to get nice and scientific, solar geoengineering. And we have ample videos on our media platforms where it's one of the easiest things to film, just like going out stargazing, looking for UFOs. You just go look at the sky.
We did it last night and we saw some interesting stuff.
We were seeing really interesting stuff last night. We're filming everything that we possibly can. Whenever we see something, we're seeing the moving stars all the time. Mm-hmm. And the big flashes that come out of the moving stars are like, we'll just see flashes in the sky, like a camera flash, and then there's nothing. Yeah. Or a flash and then a moving star that comes out of it.
And the one that was like a bright star last night, that was super bright, that we saw after some flashes, it swooped down, but it almost like it went back up.
Like a Nike swoosh?
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I don't think that was a shooting star. Those things kind of fall and it didn't really have a tail. And it's like it just kind of bends in and back out of this little dimension or something. That's what it looks like to the naked eye too.
Remember how I saw that yellow? Basically, it was over the neighbor's house. It looked like it was probably like 3 or 4 miles away in distance, maybe on the horizon, that yellow thing. And it was just like that yellow ball. I'm like, whoa. And then it just blasted upwards with a huge yellow trail behind it. It just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, man, if people would just go out and look, get out of the house. Like, I hate being stuck in the house. That's why I love nice seasons, because I can just be outside.
I mean, it's seriously like you can spend 2 hours, you'll see something. But another thing about looking stargazing is that the chemtrails, the haze from all of these layers, makes the night sky harder to see in terms of stars, because you can see a haze. There's like, you don't see as many stars as you could, because our neighborhood's really dark. It's like we get cloudy blankets for days on end, and then at night you don't get a fully dark sky. You mentioned aluminum, silver iodide, which is one of the main chemicals in cloud seeding.
That's another one of us.
So it's like there's light and stuff reflecting off of these blankets of chemicals that are supposedly blocking out the sun, but then it's like you don't get a sunny normal day, you don't get a fully dark sky.
Well, in those clouds too, like the blankets, sometimes you'll see the rainbow effect from the chemicals. Mm-hmm. You'll see just like rainbowy stuff up there, no rain or anything like that. And then sometimes, which we've also filmed, I know that clouds will dissipate from time to time. I remember seeing that when I was a kid, a normal little puffy cloud, small though. And
yeah, just
these were flying right over us, and they
look so low.
All of them, like literally dissipating right over our heads. And they didn't look like normal clouds. I'm like, what is that weird movement of wispy, weird stuff? That was on Easter. And we were filming those. And it's just like strange. And we like to say it's blatantly obvious.
It is, because they separate. I mean, you just have to sit there and watch it for a while. If you see one out your window, it'll get thicker and thicker. And then, like, eventually they do, like, tic-tac-toe stuff, crisscrossing, making grids with it. But they also spread out to where it looks like, I don't know, like bonefish.
Once it starts to spread, it kind of looks like it has, like, the rib cage of a fish sometimes.
Yeah, it's like...
It comes out of the plane, and first off, let's talk about what a contrail is.
Yes.
What we've grown up, you know, this is what we were told when we were kids. That plane up there, yeah, that line behind it, it looks really cool, and it disappears. That's a contrail. That's water vapor. That's the story we've always been told. That's what we still see from time to time. We've done comparison videos. Mm-hmm. Here's a contrail. Oh, here's a chemtrail. Mm-hmm. Contrails dissipate. It doesn't follow the plane. It's there for probably 5 to 10 seconds, and then it disappears. Chemtrails, or stratosphere aerosol injections, solar geoengineering, they don't disappear. The line stays, and the plane's far gone now. Now you just have this huge line, and then it starts to spread. And when there's multiple planes spraying, those trails will meet up, and they'll kind of form together. Mm-hmm. And so we believe on these days where it's gray for like a week straight, but there's not even a cloud that you could decipher in the sky. It's just gray. Or it's white.
Yes.
Or a bluish white. Like you can see the sun and the sunlight is shining through, but the sky is like white or bluish white.
Yeah. It's never fully blue, clear skies because it looks darker. I don't see like the full on blue skies. It's always just this hazy, whitish, milky blue.
They have cloud making machines that they pump out clouds, and I have something really interesting to share with you about that when we get to it. And then they also are pulling carbon dioxide out of the air right now to help with the carbon footprint and to really make a dent.
Which is ridiculous because they also use liquid carbon dioxide to cloud seed. And it's like, and if you just do a quick Google about it, you know, some of those first articles that pop up say it has nothing to do with, it doesn't change the amount of carbon dioxide that's already naturally in the atmosphere. The liquid carbon dioxide in these chem clouds. And I'm like, I'm going to have to do more research because I highly doubt that.
You can't spray more carbon dioxide out there and say that
there's an issue with it, but it's from humans and animals when we just naturally give off carbon dioxide. And with photosynthesis, like the sun needs to come in and then the plants take CO2 and then plants turn some of it into oxygen. And then the carbon dioxide that they take is like converted energy for the plants. So carbon dioxide is just this natural thing. And they're always just writing their script, blah, 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 tra-la-la. Let's just tell them this now.
And we need carbon dioxide to survive. And I understand that it comes out of our cars and our planes and our everything, anything that's powered by an engine. Mm-hmm. But the same people who are doing the spraying and doing these kind of like research experiments on us are the same ones that are hoarding energy technology that would shut this whole conversation down.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even have to talk about it. Oh, yeah, we're the problem. How about the people that are confiscating and hoarding and hiding this information and technology from us, mm-hmm. well, we know it's just because, well, then we would just be free from them.
Yeah.
And the technology's out there. We're going to get it. And we're going to find it.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to be running off of fossil fuels and everything that they say creates the carbon, more carbon dioxide.
Well, I've also heard that, I mean, this is a theory, that oil is, I mean, they can just say that it's scarce, mm-hmm. fluctuate the price, whatever they want.
Yes.
That it is like flowing through the earth like it's blood. Like so much. And I've mm-hmm. also heard this theory. I don't know this for a fact. I'm not digging down in the ground finding oil, but people are claiming, I mean, it replenishes too.
Yeah.
Either way, it doesn't matter. We don't need to be on oil. There's better, you know, the hydro car. Let's go back to Stan Meyer. Mm-hmm. Go fill up your car at the lake.
Yeah.
Take it out for a spin.
Yeah. They keep people in fear. So like water's scarce, oil's scarce, this land and trees and nature, it's like, that's not true. And the earth will replenish herself if you just leave it alone.
Mother Nature is going to do what Mother Nature does. Us being this colony of humans on the planet, you know, we're literally across the entire thing like an ant colony. We're not going to make the difference here. It's much bigger than us, but it's not our fault.
No.
But that's what mainstream will try to tell you. There's going to be way more catastrophic flooding and rain and tornadoes, all this because of climate change. Well, with everything that we're going to go over today, they can manipulate the weather. They manipulate it.
Yes.
They're literally saying it. Some of these articles are from 2018 and 2019.
Some are from 2011, but these patents go back to like the 1890s. I mean, as far back as I've been able to research. And they started with like manipulating and trying to make it rain. I know you've got some info on stuff that they did in the 60s.
In the 70s with the Vietnam War, mm-hmm. and it was Operation Popeye. Mm-hmm. It was the cloud seeding, meaning they're seeding the clouds with water and chemicals to make it rain. They were using it in the Vietnam War. Mark that down as another one of those corrupt, weird operations that they were using. And then it was outlawed Russia and the United States made an agreement. Yeah, we won't use weather manipulation as a form of warfare. But yeah. They'll still use it for all these other...
Yeah, so I found a fun fact that mentions NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. So it said, although controlling the weather sounds futuristic, cloud seeding has a long history going back to 1946 when General Electric, GE, one of those big companies that own so much...
One of those cabal companies.
Yeah, they invested in the patents for... weather modification. And this was 1946 when General Electric Research Laboratories caused snowfall near Mount Greylock in Massachusetts.
And they were successfully from the Berkshires or Berkshires. I still don't know exactly how they pronounce it out here in Mass. Everything's a little kooky out here.
Yeah.
But they were exactly where we were driving. Right. Remember when we were entering the Berkshires and over this mountain, we first came through this crazy rainstorm for about an hour driving through Western Mass. We're approaching the Berkshires. I'm going to call it the Berkshires. And behind this mountain, it's just like these huge plumes, it seemed. We're just like coming out from behind the mountain. We're like, I wonder if there's just a cloud making machine right back there. And then when we were researching this, they're saying that that's where they were testing it. It's like,
wow.
Oh, so they just never... It's still there. And we witnessed it and we were correct there.
I know, because it's like the spot that they were doing it from, it's like you couldn't necessarily see it right over the horizon, you know, because there was the landscape, the mountains. But we're like...
It's right behind the mountain.
Yeah, it's right behind the mountains. It's obvious that these big puffy clouds are coming up.
From behind the mountain.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And then it kind of just reinforces like your intuition.
Yes.
And what we thought there, just like what we thought in Omaha.
Because we were there for the tornadoes, the really devastating ones that hit in mid-April.
It touched down a mile from...
where we were staying.
It destroyed that neighborhood. That's where we did our news update there.
The most important thing to mention is like no one was seriously injured.
An act of God that nothing happened to, I mean, people's homes and of livelihoods course. Were uprooted.
Yes.
But no one was seriously injured, and the dog survived Zeus.
Yeah.
But that's our observation. That's our intuition telling, something seems a little weird with these Air Force-owned instruments here in this field. Oh, it's for just communicating with the president when he needs, if all everything gets shut down in the rare occurrence, mm-hmm. we have these set up everywhere so the president up in Air Force One can talk. We have the technology to get that. I mean, they're pushing 5G right now, saying it's to make your internet faster when we already have internet that's like, it doesn't need to be any faster than it already is.
Yeah, that's not what it's for. And they push all of these so-called outages, like 911 was down statewide in Mass a couple weeks ago. Yeah. And it's like, oh, you wouldn't be able to reach. And it's like, it just doesn't make sense with how advanced we know things are. I'm like,
and there's outages and cyber attacks and all these things happening all the time. I mean, there was just one yesterday with CrowdStrike and Microsoft. There was weird. They were saying it wasn't a cyber attack, that there was just an update that needed to be done. But then people are like, there was definitely some kind of an attack or some kind of thing that was planned. This is all right after the Trump assassination attempt. Mm-hmm. And then I saw something today which had the CrowdStrike logo, which is like two little red lines, and they almost identically match up to the two red lines that were on Trump's face.
Oh,
I'm like, this is strange. Mm-hmm. You can find all this type of information and whatever information you want on X.
Yes.
It's not going to be on Facebook. It's not going to be on Instagram.
And you have to further do the research because X has got you call it the Wild Wild West.
It's
got anything and everything.
It is. And it's seeing what's going on in the world. You'll get a snapshot in 10 minutes, every single thing. Like just now, I know, Yemen had attacked Israel. They attacked Tel Aviv. And just yesterday, Israel had retaliated and dropped a huge bomb in their harbor or whatever, their porch. And there's this huge explosion. It's just World War III is going on right now. It's not like suddenly they're just going to ring a bell and say, it's officially started World War III. It's happening right now and we're living in it. When you look into all these things, it's just...
It's hard to buy into left or right. And that's our whole mission, is to just talk about the issues that are affecting humanity.
Anyone's welcome to join the Rational, Transparent, Common Sense Society of America. That's it, can't be a joke. We just want to look at the blatantly obvious things. I get it if you don't believe that you can use meditation and consciousness to bring in light beings. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's just what we like to do in our free time, and we think it's fun, and we like to film what we see. But a lot of these other things, like when you're looking at what happened on 9/11, what is going on right now with human trafficking or the military industrial complex. These are facts. And then obviously with chemtrails.
Yeah.
Or, solar geoengineering.
Oh, yeah. We have the Tesla T that we've shown on social media. What is that page called? I was just going to say we dropped a new women's style Tesla T.
Yeah. And we got hats, like normal, kind of like a trucker hat. Can't be a joke. Trucker hats, if anyone is interested in those.
We've been staying busy, but we're glad to be getting back into the podcasts, and we're gonna keep producing these for you. But also, we're gonna be working on producing kind of our big project, the thing that started everything, which is the
documentary. It was originally just going to be a documentary, and then we're like, we should do a podcast too and talk about these things, because it's more important that the information is out there and that people are getting the info. Oh yeah, another item, because people are claiming there's aluminum in it. I saw a video once of someone who took snow, melted it, and there was all this weird stuff inside of the snow that came down, which makes you question. But we're learning more that aluminum is not healthy for you. You shouldn't be cooking your food on it. You shouldn't be doing... I'm about ready to get rid of our foil now because of it. But that, if that's one of the chemicals that they put up in there.
Yeah.
These chemicals get into the rain. It's rained down upon us. It gets onto us. It gets into the water. It gets into the plants. It gets on our animals. Literally everywhere. And they say it's not damaging to humans in small doses.
I had a similar point from the Department of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology, because that silver iodide is one of the main chemicals, materials used in cloud seeding. So previous studies say that it is not practically bioavailable in the environment, but instead remains in soils and sediments. So they're saying there's not enough to affect us as humans, but that research was done long ago when they weren't really either spraying as much as they are now, or they just falsified the reports, because it, when it gets in the soil and in the water, like they're saying, marine life, the coral reef, you know, they always talk about that. They don't say what's really killing it off. They say it's global warming, but silver iodide in these things make the soil and water more acidic. Remember I was talking to you about your pH balance in your body and how when your stomach is constantly in more of an acidic state than alkaline or, you know, just neutral, it creates an environment for more diseases to develop. Because there was a scientist that was like, well, they haven't really done any updated studies lately. And like we just mentioned, they're spraying all day, every day, even at night when the sun's not out. So silver iodide
was... We have a nighttime video too. We have nighttime chemtrail spraying. It's got a lot of... It's a good one.
But that article said it's not practically bioavailable in the environment. But that just means it's not going to necessarily enter your circulation when it's introduced around you. And I'm like, that sounds a little...
This is all speculation on their part. They don't know. When you're taking all different chemicals and spraying it over the whole world, of course it's going to affect nature and all life, because it's not natural. It's not supposed to happen.
Yeah, and when you're doing it in certain areas, it can affect other parts, which is why it's not global warming or climate change that's causing flooding. And we read about cloud seeding and reports in Dubai, which just got crazy flooding.
Mm-hmm. And they talk about that in Dubai. There's an article that you can look up, or a video that was from, Fox. They come out, Dubai artificially creating rainstorms with drones and electricity. And they specifically said in this Fox segment that they're not using silver iodide anymore, that they're just using electricity to shock the plants.
I don't think that's true.
They're putting different types of chemicals. If it's not silver iodide, well, they have sulfur dioxide, right? That was the other one I mentioned.
Yeah, but there
calcium carbonate,
barium. Well, another big one was graphene oxide, which kind of like will attract certain things. It's used for different types of technology. So people were talking about how graphene oxide was in the mRNA vaccine. And there are lots of studies and scientists who have done studies on blood and have found it. But when I looked further into it, because you know how they're trying to change our chemistry, and that graphene oxide is going to attract that radiation coming from 5G towers, etc., and change stuff up in your body, they're saying that it's also in chemtrails, the graphene oxide.
Yeah, that they're spraying it down on us. That's if you remember, it was the, I think, first episode that we did, human trafficking. We were learning a lot about 5G and chemtrails at that time, and we did a little kind of scary
we'll have to
chemtrails play. Maybe we'll cue that clip in.
Chemtrails have ample amounts of chemicals that they claim are to curb climate change through stratosphere aerosol injection, but these particles are being showered down upon us, leaving a layer of the nanoparticles all over the Earth so that the military and intelligence agencies can have a live, real-time, infrared view of the entire country and even the world for mass surveillance from planes and satellites.
That's what we're referencing, is what's going on with the chemtrails, what we believe might be more nefarious purposes coming in with the 5G towers that are all over the place.
Yeah, it all connects. That's why I was like, it has many layers, because they're blocking out the sun. We need sunlight. I think that everyone has a vitamin D deficiency. I have, and I've heard from my doctors and nurses, it's so common. Pretty much everyone has that. And I'm like, is that because they've been blocking out the sun for a long time? The number one thing that they say for your vitamin D deficiency is to go get sunlight.
To go sit in the sun.
That's the number one thing.
The sun.
And I'm out in the sun a lot, hiking and walking and everything. And it's like interesting that everyone's got that vitamin D deficiency.
And it's a wrinkle in time. Remember that remember that book that they had us read in sixth grade or whatever year it was that you read that? You know the sun is blocked out in that when they go to that world. It's a dark, creepy world. All the houses are the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a wrinkle in time.
Yeah.
So you get days upon days upon days of just, there's no cloud formations. You don't see any individual puffy clouds. It's just a blanket. But then you're also seeing through when they send out these frequencies through the air, those frequencies cut through the clouds and give them those like the real big rib cage formation things that are like all those lines. No one talks about it, I feel like.
No,
when we talk to people about it at the dog park or whatever, they're like, oh, what?
And one thing I did want to bring up when we were talking about the silver iodide, there's silverinstitute.org. Silver Institute is in DC. From an August 2023 article, their definition, cloud seeding is a form of planned weather modification commonly used to increase precipitation as a drought management technique, yet they can't figure out the drought in, you know, Arizona and California. Cloud seeding is also regularly used to clear fog in airports, fight forest fires, suppress hail, and even divert rainfall, as it was used, for example, during the 2008 Olympics in Beijing. Yeah, that's what they're putting all of these billions of dollars now into cloud seeding every year. So the Olympic Games, you know, if that were the case, they would cancel the Olympic Games if they really cared about the planet and humanity. But that was from the Silver Institute, and they're saying the article was called Silver Cloud Seeding was making a comeback.
Is making a comeback. Mm-hmm. Like, we agreed to it.
Yeah.
I guarantee you ask a straw poll from every human living, do you want them doing this? Everyone's going to say no.
Yeah.
So who's really, you know, who's ruling us? It's the elites. It's the people who, these unelected bureaucrats, these intelligence agencies, these secret societies who just, you know, they're all chilling together and they're just, they are evil.
And they're playing God.
They're playing God. And what's also interesting about Dubai is that video that came out on Fox when they're talking about Dubai cloud seeding. They claim they stopped using silver iodide in their program, that they just use electricity. 2 years later, 2024, Dubai, just a couple months ago, remember?
Yeah.
Devastated by just a downpour, torrential flooding in their city, and they don't have the sewage system to like take on that much rain. They got dumped on, the whole city flooded. And it's because of the cloud seeding they're doing. Look, you just destroyed your city.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to need a lot of work to fix it.
Yeah,
it's just so...
Yeah, a lot of articles are like, they don't know all of the effects. That's like when, like, pulling the carbon dioxide and all this stuff that they're saying, it's like they don't totally know the effects or exactly what they're doing.
No, because they're human. Yeah. And they'll say they have all the scientific research on their side, mm-hmm. but we know that they're altering the scientific research and hoarding it. They're hoarding it.
Just like there was the scientist back in the 1930s, Lewis Gatman, who suggested carbon dioxide into, you know, the cloud seeding because it crystallizes and does what he was researching. They make up stories to cover this, and then they make up a story to cover that. That's my point I was getting to.
They're fear-mongering people. They want people to be afraid, really afraid of global warming and climate change.
Well, the other day when we were leaving Home Depot, when the woman was like, oh, we got our tiki torches. She's like, oh, have you heard about the tornado warnings? And
yeah, in Massachusetts.
Yeah, and then we brought up a couple things and she was like, oh, global warming, you know? And I'm just like, everyone thinks that. But when you look at the list of patents, I don't know if you have any comments on patents, but inventors do it because they want to...
They want to make money on their inventions. It's understandable.
But there were patents back in the 1920s up through... I mean, there's just a long list of patents they put on this stuff. And I wanted to name a few. Like in 1920, They patent the process and apparatus for the production of intense artificial clouds, fogs, and mist. And you can look this up online and go actually like find the scientific articles that talk about it. Aerial discharge device, that was patented in 1949. And then another one, process for controlling weather, 1951. It's like...
it's right there.
All the patents for this stuff.
You just got to do the research. I was looking at an article yesterday that I put on here. The Smithsonian, you know, one of the most reputable magazines out there. They have an article titled "The Risks, Rewards, and Possible Ramifications of Geoengineering Earth's Climate." The Smithsonian went on to state that chemically capturing carbon from the air, spurring the growth of carbon-eating plankton, or creating a reflective haze in the upper atmosphere to reflect sunlight are collectively known as geoengineering. They're talking about the different methods of geoengineering. They're, you know, putting the haze in the sky. There is haze. Go out and look at it. You see it up in the sky. It's not a normal blue sky. There's haze there. You see through it. Mm-hmm. That's the sun reflecting particles.
Yeah.
Now, they are actually trying to gaslight everyone into believing that that is to fight climate change. That they're doing that for our best interest. When they're creating viruses in biolabs to release onto us.
Yes.
Like, to actually think that they're doing it in your best interest, in the majority of the stuff that they do,
yeah,
is in our best, they say, you know, your best interest.
So it's all just a bunch of twisted information, and they do it to just confuse you so you can't really understand what they're saying. But when you turn on your common sense bulb, it's like, no.
And they're releasing stuff in, like, you know, 2018, 2019, these articles, and it's kind of that predictive programming. They're getting it into your subconscious. They're getting it into your brain to think that, okay, oh, they're going to do that to fight climate change. Good. But when the wake up happens mm-hmm. to these items that we're talking about, you know, it's obviously not for our own good.
Mm-hmm.
There's good and evil out there.
Well, yeah. And I was going to mention a reading from the Bible. I don't know which one, but it does talk about the evil makes man and sun the enemy. And they're making the sun the enemy. It's yeah. so crazy.
Yeah, they want to make the sun the enemy.
Everyone everyone in skincare that I know will say that sunscreen is the most important thing. I just think after living in Arizona, you go out and get some natural sunlight and then you just shade yourself. You put on those little sleeves and you're fine.
Yeah, cover yourself.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
If you're going to sit on the beach in the sunlight for an... you don't put any sunscreen on, you're as white as an Irishman as me, you're gonna get burnt, but just don't be in the sun. I'm done putting sunscreen on. I don't want to be rubbing that stuff all over my body. It smells weird. You look at the ingredients. You think that that's good? That absorbs into your skin.
So do the chemicals that come out of the water that you shower in. So yeah. Unless you have a really good filtration system, or if you do reverse osmosis, I've read articles, sometimes after the shower, you might have a lot of steam in your bathroom. So then if there's chemicals in that steam, that fog, then you inhale it too.
Then you're breathing it in. Mm-hmm. So our entire lives we've been, I mean, look at the FDA.
Right,
the Food and Drug Administration.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this yesterday or 2 days ago. You have the two food and drugs, which should be two completely separate administrations that should be combating each other, making sure that they are holding each other accountable to be doing the right thing. But no, they're actually together.
Yeah.
So look at all the ingredients on all the normal, I mean, the food that we thought was normal and safe to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And look at all the messed up stuff in it, and then compare it to other countries that are selling the same thing. And they
don't have as much.
Like, well, oatmeal. Yeah. Oatmeal has here in America, it's mm-hmm. got like 20 different ingredients.
When I had to go off gluten, my doctor who did holistic and meridian stress assessments for my body and to figure out what was stressed out and found the candida overgrowth, he was like, you could go eat in other countries and be fine. It's not really gluten. It's like the chemical, the protein, the preservative that they put in it that's making you sick. And what do? They create this whole, we need a gluten-free bread now. That's how we're going to market it. And then it's going to be twice as much as the other products. And when you read the ingredients on gluten-free bread, it's just as long as normal bread. It's not any healthier. They're just taking out whatever chemical is making people sick and creating a narrative around it.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating, but the Food and Drug Administration, like my doctor explained back when I was 18, are in this perfect marriage, because if there's chemicals and toxins in our food, that's going to make us reliant on pharmaceuticals and just going to the drugstore to pick up stuff that you need, and the cycle continues.
Yes. Rather than changing the way you eat, mm-hmm, or the habits that you do, just go get a pill for it.
Yeah.
Just take the pill. Take the pill. Eat the pill.
Yes.
Eat it.
Seriously.
That's what they want you to do. And yes. I mean, look at the monopoly pharmaceutical. Look at Pfizer. Look at, mm-hmm, Moderna. Mm-hmm. Look at them patenting cures to things, which they're not. I mean, please. Look at everything they haven't cured.
Yeah.
Cancer. All these different diseases. It's a joke. That is a joke.
Because they create these problems that keep us reliant, because then they're like, guess what? We know how to solve them. Here, buy this.
They want you coming back, spending that money.
Thanks so much for tuning into the It Can't Be a Joke podcast. We hope you're enjoying the conversation as much as we are. And if you're anything like Kevin and me, you love a good band tee or some road trip merch to represent. The It Can't Be a Joke merch shop is officially open. Support this humanitarian mission and grab yourself a beanie, a Tesla tee. You know, the real zero-point energy Tesla.
The note.
And if you haven't already, follow us on X. That's where we like to do most of our blasting off. But we're also on Rumble, YouTube, and Instagram. Feel free to shoot us a message on X for sponsorship or partnership opportunities. We are looking to work with people who share our core values and advocate for real change. Now, back to the episode.
So we know from the Smithsonian article, they're saying, you know, creating a reflective haze in the upper atmosphere. We know that they're doing that. That is a fact. One of the other items they mentioned, besides the plankton eating carbon dioxide little creatures, they're chemically capturing carbon from the air. That's what the Smithsonian had mentioned, that's another thing that they can do. And we know that they're doing that as well. And I have like four or five articles here about, you know, MIT in 2019 discovered how to pull carbon dioxide from the air. And who's funding the biggest program for this right now? Harvard dropout, Billy Boy Gates.
The human virus.
Not only is he funding stratosphere aerosol injection, solar geoengineering, aka chemtrails, mm-hmm, he's funding the pulling of the carbon dioxide out of the air and storing it underground. Who's building a bunker underground?
All of them.
Billy Boy, Oprah, yeah. Zuckerberg.
Also, if he's funding chemtrails, he's funding injecting liquid carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
To then pull it out with his machines, too.
How come he doesn't talk about that? It's probably because he's not a scientist.
He's not a scientist. He's a trust fund.
Right. Who bought the rights to the software?
Look at what else is he trying to be? He's trying to be a doctor, and he's trying to give us medical advice.
It's insane.
What did he say that one time?
Well, we're just trying some things out, willy-nilly throwing it around up there.
He literally says that we're just...
We just gotta mess around with new things.
Oh, yeah. We're just messing around with it.
Some things are T-celled approach, some things are... Shut up, Bill. You don't even know what you're talking about.
It's psychobabble. And you're trying to confuse people and sound like you're smarter than them, but... We see through it.
Yeah, and I think there's billions of people who see through it. Look at the guy.
Yeah.
Look at everything that he's doing. And why is he impervious to the law?
I don't know, but I want to follow up your article with another one I got from Smithsonian Magazine. It's from a reporter, and it's an article from back in 2018. It was titled, "When the U.S. Government Tried to Make It Rain by Exploding Dynamite in the Sky." Another article on people that, like Bill Gates, want to play God. So this reporter, Katie Nanjambottom, wrote an article back in 2018 titled, "When the U.S. Government Tried to Make It Rain by Exploding Dynamite in the Sky." It was inspired by weather patterns during the Civil War. People would basically just monitor and record weather patterns. And a lot of these guys who were testing their theories, headed to Texas. This was 1891. A group of scientists were setting off explosives in the first government-funded rain-making experiments. And one of them was a general in the Civil War. And they basically said that clouds could be compelled to produce rain as a result of agitation from loud noise. And there was some Civil War general named Edward Powers who wrote a book in 1871 called War and Weather. And he explained how rain frequently occurred in the days after following a Civil War battle. He theorized that the loud noise accompanying the events of battle agitated the clouds, causing them to release rain. And all of these rainmakers were going to the government for funding, because 1890s was when that patent came out. The patent for monitoring weather, and then another one for cloud making. Of course, the Senate and people were just like, no, we're not going to give you funding. They wanted $10,000. They came back and eventually wound up giving them $7,000. There was a guy that went to study in Germany, and then he was this big patent lawyer in the United States. He was really into it and started like patenting these things with these guys. Have you ever heard that?
No.
It is so crazy. And then he wrote in some of his theories, because people were like, you're crazy, dude. The people who bashed it were like the forestry division, the scientific community. The guy's last name was Dyrenforth, a patent lawyer based in Washington, D.C. He took charge of these experiments. And some people, even dating back to like Napoleon, say that rain following the battle was induced by firing artillery into the air. Apparently there's documents of Napoleon stating that.
Really?
Yeah. But I feel like with that lawyer and all of those guys, they were like, just like Gates, just trying to play God. I don't know for what reasons. I think it was for controlling weather and situations like they still say today.
Because they're sociopaths.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
Wanting to play God and thinking that you're above people. Yeah. It's the definition of a sociopath.
Yeah.
And that's why they're in those places of power. They'll do the unthinkable. They'll do the wrong thing. And that's what the cabal wants them to do.
That's how people are trained in the CIA. Yes. You know, you keep getting to the next level because they test you if you'll go against your good intuition and just take someone out or this and that. That's also sociopath behavior. They don't care that they're harming other people.
The director, the ex-director of the CIA literally came out on video saying, that's what we do. We lie, we cheat, we steal.
Yeah, and it kind of relates to the carbon dioxide thing that we were talking about. Just in my brain it does, because people also used it in weather modification. They say that putting it into the ground could cause an earthquake or all of this other stuff that they don't know yet.
Well, and the pulling of the carbon dioxide out of the air, we've heard theories that it could be catastrophic, like a global winter, like, you know, turning the world to ice.
Yeah.
But it also makes you question, like, yeah, what if that did happen? Because they're playing God. We don't know the results of what true Mother Nature will do when you really F with it.
Even the meteorologists don't know exactly.
Yeah,
they don't know what's going on, even though they might follow a certain narrative that they were taught. When I tuned into mainstream media news after the tornadoes in April, they were calling them, all of a sudden, long track tornadoes exist. And then this meteorologist was like, these are so big and wide and destructive, I don't even know if I'd call them a tornado anymore. It's something else.
Yeah.
It's like they have a really hard time explaining it.
We have a little theory here that those 5G towers, they really could just be also, well, weather manipulation machines. We don't know, but it's a theory.
Mm-hmm.
That, well, those could help direct and move and push frequencies out.
Well, that's what they do. And that's why I think that, because there's graphene oxide and aluminum and all of those chemicals that will react to frequencies from 5G towers. So, and the HAARP facilities.
Yeah, and HAARP. And if you want to learn more about HAARP, that's, you know, weather manipulation facilities in Alaska. We think that they're all over. We think we found one in Omaha.
They are all over, though.
And
you can look at a map.
We have an article that we'll share with you, too. It's an article from Fortune. It's titled, Bill Gates-backed startup just launched that could remove 5,000 tons of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere by year end. That was in 2023. And it goes on, a startup backed and incubated by Bill Gates's Breakthrough Energy Ventures has engineered a hybrid technology that combines engineering with natural photosynthesis processes to remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and store it underground.
Well, they're not letting the natural photosynthesis even happen. So, of course, that's a good story narrative for them to be like, oh, now normalize I gotta pull it. It out of the air.
Yeah, normalize it. It's coming from Fortune and it's Bill Gates. Yeah. So it must be okay, right?
Yeah.
Wrong. It's look at the just pure ecosystem. Mm-hmm. There isn't as much bugs. We know that there's not as much bugs around anymore. And we just noticed the other day, we saw a few birds flying around and we're like, wow, that's rare. Because you don't, when we were kids, we used to see huge, huge flocks of birds flying. I never see huge flocks of birds flying around anymore.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
I don't know when the last time I saw one was.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw them all the time as a kid. It was normal. The movie Birds, I watched the old school one and scared me. Because there's birds all over the place.
Yeah.
And now it's like they're dying out because of all the stuff that we're doing.
If there are those chemicals in the water and in the soil, so the animals are ingesting it as well. And if you think of a tiny insect or bird that, let's say, has graphene oxide, and then they're getting close to 5G towers. There was a scientific study done on graphene oxide in your immune system. It kind of does stuff to your blood and your body temperature. The body heats the graphene oxide and it makes it reactive to things like frequencies, magnets, 5G, microwaves. So that's what people are worried about. And they say, oh, it's in the vaccine. But I think it's in a lot of places. So when I think about the disappearance of insects and everything that creates our ecosystem, I keep going back to that fact because graphene oxide, there was another scientist from Spain who did, like I said, studying the blood cells and found graphene oxide in certain samples of people who got the vaccine.
The new vaccine.
Yes.
Yes.
mRNA.
Yeah, the mRNA. There's a lot of weird stuff in there. He literally, Bill, even said, well, they're self-replicating, they're blah, blah, blah. What the hell are you talking about? Because for the majority of people, if you wanted to continue working, you needed to show your vaccine card or else you'd be fired. You wouldn't be allowed into the workplace.
Yeah.
Majority of people were forced to get it so they could keep working and go on.
Mm-hmm.
And look at how many people have been injured and killed by that, by this experimental vaccine that they came out with. Oh, we're not going to have time. A week later, then it comes out. Oh, we have it now.
Mm-hmm. They tried to give you something that they said was approved. They'd patent it years before. But the graphene oxide, I think, is in other things. And when I researched the chemtrails, when we watched documentaries about the disappearance of birds and 5G, etc., that all makes sense to me.
Yeah.
That all lines up.
They coincide. Why is there a patent for subliminal acoustic manipulation of the nervous system? Patent number 6017302A. And once again, they said, why is there a patent for subliminal acoustic manipulation of the nervous system? Which is essentially silent. What they're saying is silent sound, subliminal mind control. They think it, you know, would be from the 5G towers.
Mm-hmm.
You got the mind control piece. You got the going into people's brains. Mm-hmm. Eric Hecker, who worked at Raytheon, literally came out that they're working on being able to send thoughts into people's brains, making them think that it's their own thoughts when it's not.
Yeah, well, silver iodide, it produces strip-like membranes, and they say that it creates this sort of web like a brain for AI. But they're relating it to humans, so I think there's a lot of stuff in the chemicals that they're trying to hush-hush, but then they come out with what you're talking about and saying, oh, all of a sudden you're going to be able to put a chip in your body and it's just going to be able to do this, this, and this. Yeah. Well, that's because of what you're putting in our bodies.
It would match together.
Mm-hmm.
Chip, nanoparticles, or graphene oxide. Don't ever put a chip in your body. It's not going to help. It's not going to make your life more convenient. Pull your wallet out and pay. they want people to start paying with the chip that they put in their hand.
Yeah.
And this digital system, this, you know, matrix that they further want to move us towards, the matrix of, we're already living in it, but.
Yeah, it's, I think some people refer to it as the human web, like they're trying to track us all just on this big cloud, but we won't need phones. They'll just be able to track each individual.
They already got you tracked.
It's weird. But there are lots of supplements that you can take. I'm not going to advise anyone, but you research things that cleanse the blood. I like bentonite clay, and it's not like it's all doom and gloom. In my head, I still think that they don't know exactly what they're doing, and I don't think they're going to get away with everything that they're planning.
And there needs to start being some accountability.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
These people, I mean, we have crimes against humanity. We have war crimes. There's so much going on. And it seems like our politicians just want to argue about the dumbest stuff. I think people are just waking up to the complete charade that they've been making everyone live under. So we are also finding out that universities are studying it. There was an article posted yesterday, so July 19th, 2024. Their article states, new humidity-driven membrane to remove carbon dioxide from the air. So we have Newcastle University releasing that article about removing carbon dioxide directly from the air using a humidity-driven membrane. In 2019, the MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, dropped an article. Engineers found out how to pull carbon dioxide from the air. They've known how to do this for a while. There's also an article from The Verge stating that there's initiatives to bring down the cost of CDR to less than $100 a ton so that it can be deployed at a big enough scale to remove gigatons or billions of tons of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere.
While MIT is funded, I read that they get like $24 billion something from their endowments and investors. And you gotta understand where all of this information and support for the research is coming from, too.
It's coming from all over the place. And now they're starting to directly do it to further the climate change.
Yeah, agenda. It's like they've had it in the works. Then they come out and be like, researchers and scientists have discovered a way.
And they're putting it out into the mainstream even more. This is from CNBC.
Meanwhile, Bill Gates is backing the first high-altitude experiment of one radical climate change solution, creating a massive chemical cloud that could cool the Earth. It's called solar geoengineering, and it's highly controversial.
How long will it be that countries keep experiencing these climate impacts before someone gets desperate and says, hey, we need to cool the planet with solar geoengineering?
It would look something like this. Thousands of planes would fly very high and use nozzles to inject millions of tons of light-reflecting particles into the stratosphere. It would create a thin chemical cloud of those particles around the whole planet, blocking some sunlight from reaching the surface. It would mimic a giant volcanic eruption, which we know cools the Earth.
They're basically coming out in the open and putting it out there that, yes, this is what they'll do. They're going to go spray all this stuff in the sky. So you can see it. Mm-hmm. Every time you go outside, every time you look up, pretty much you see these. First off, we see weird clouds that don't look normal. They're all wispy. And
some of them, like when you walk outside the other morning, there were just straight line clouds that were probably sprayed, you know, an hour ago or something. But you walk out and you just see long lines that are starting to get puffy.
Yeah, they'll spray directly right over your house. They spray everywhere. You'll do a trip across the country and you'll see them spraying in every single state.
Mm-hmm.
Except Tennessee. Tennessee has actually passed a bill banning chemtrails. It's literally like called the Tennessee chemtrail bill or something like that.
Yeah.
And they're the first state to ban it, and they call it chemtrails too. And that's what I like about it, because they call it for what it is. It's a chemical trail behind a plane. So in that video, they even stated that the technology is not far from being ready and it's affordable, but it could cause massive changes in regional weather patterns and eradicate blue sky. Check and check.
Yep.
It could cause changes in regional weather patterns. That's happening all the time.
Yes.
And eradicate the blue sky that we love and the night sky.
Well, and after these tornadoes, there's lots of like flooding and just rain and hail, huge hail that kept coming through these Nebraska towns getting tornadoes. So it wreaks havoc in more ways than one.
It seems that there has been a tornado every other day. Wasn't in Nebraska, wasn't it like 40?
I think combined with Iowa, because there was a ton that it kept traveling through Iowa.
And that was just in April. There's been...
Michigan has been getting hit.
Texas.
A ton. Texas. Iowa. Yeah. Oklahoma, obviously in that. But up to Michigan, they've had a lot.
It's
so weird.
To Michigan.
Like 40, because we grew up in Tornado Alley, and it's like 40 in just one weekend.
It's like so rare. And then with everything going on, here's the big distraction. Here's the climate change tornado.
They're long track tornadoes now.
Because of the climate change. Well, the climate does change naturally.
Yeah.
The earth goes through cycles.
Yes.
We're not going to take us into the next cycle. The earth will go into it.
Yeah.
There's pole shifts, magnetic pole shifts that happen.
Yeah.
That I've researched. People say that, like, some people think that we're about to go through one where it shifts.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole climate change thing would just be the biggest gaslighting scenario that's ever been played for mind control.
Yeah.
Ever. The earth goes through phases. And if we're close to that next phase, then it's just going to happen. Keep driving your car. I mean, give us the free energy, or we're just going to drive our cars into the abyss. Into the climate change abyss. Give us the technology that we know it's there. We know that we have it, but people won't let it get passed. Okay, let's just get past those people. Let's get it. And then we can just move on from the stupid subject.
Yeah.
We don't need planes doing all this stuff. That is what needs to happen.
People can experience the benefits of not being poisoned. I wonder what that's like.
Be amazing.
You know, certain things take away your energy, and those things that get into your blood. The research I've done with a lot of like illnesses is our body is lacking oxygen. Certain things take up oxygen in our body, certain toxins. So our cells aren't getting the amount of oxygen, the same amount of oxygen pumped into them as they would be.
Yeah, the normal amount.
Yes.
That keeps us at a good...
Which also creates disease. Yeah. So when your cells aren't strong enough and getting oxygen, that's known for creating disease.
So they're sucking that out of us too.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's a bummer when there's so many just blanket sky nights and you can't see anything.
You'll have a clear day. The day's clear. And then nighttime's rolling around. And then you see big wall coming in. You're like, well, great.
Yeah, we had 30 minutes of actual night sky. And then the clouds come back in, especially if tomorrow's predicted to be partly cloudy. I try to go out and look on the nights, stargaze when I know it's going to be totally sunny tomorrow, even though it's not a full blue sunny day.
Right, because it's not moving in.
Yeah.
You got to plan it. And you got to just take the days that you're given that are, it's like, yes. Oh, okay, well.
Like last
now
night.
Now we're chilling. There's the TV that you can watch when you get home, and you can just watch that till you pass out and go to bed, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We've all done it. I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go chill in your backyard, or your deck, or your front sidewalk, wherever you are. Post up on some chairs and just look. The most interesting thing that you could look at every single night is the night sky.
Mm-hmm.
You have it right there. You're looking into the universe, everything, all at once, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every time you do it, and you see a lot of cool stuff that you won't ever forget.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. Less TVs, less screens. I've been trying to keep my phone off my body at all times because we know that they now, yeah, they have. There's even a disclaimer. You found.
Yes. Oh,
you
yes.
found that.
I know, on the phone.
It's
you got to dig for it. They're not ever going to tell you about the hazardous radiation coming from your phone. But they do say, we recommend that you don't hold it up to your ear, like talk on speakerphone. And
yeah,
I know there are people who've been conscious of it.
I just like talking on speakerphone because it's easier and if no one's around. But then you learn that it's dangerous for you. Like there's radiation that comes off your phone.
Well, it can be messing with the toxins that are in our soil and food that we ingest. And then it gets into our blood. And I think silver iodide can affect your lungs, your kidney. One of the chemicals that they use is a known carcinogen. There's so many above the hazardous level. And
talk about betrayal of politicians betraying their country and their people. Yeah. When you got Flint, Michigan, you got places all over that need the help. They need the infrastructure fix and the assistance, and they don't get it. And then you see this year, the hundreds of billions of dollars that they've sent to Ukraine and Israel.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the money to fix the streets. They don't have the money to fix the water systems. They don't have the money to fix the bridges. But, oh, suddenly we have all the money. What a joke.
It's such a joke.
Like, please, betrayal of the people.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go down in history. We're living through the most historic time since World War II right now. What's going on is insane.
And it's all funded by the elite. They always find these little loopholes, and then they don't have to abide by the laws of what is safe and what is harmful to humanity. Just every time with everything. That's how you know your system's not working for you.
Yeah, and that these people are making the decisions. It's not our politicians. They don't do jack.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yes.
You think you have, like, one of the best governments in the world. You have one of the best systems. You got representatives everywhere. But the big things, the real issues, it's they just totally do a full 360 spin around it. They just avoid it. A lot of them are really bad. I think there's some good ones. There's some good ones, but
yeah, but you know that they don't have the power.
Like, you got what, 5 senators and congressmen that have, like, kind of taken on the UFO UAP release of information and stuff like that, and then why aren't they all on board on that? Yeah, let us know the truth. Oh, are you bought out?
Yeah.
You're told not to?
Or they're just being strung along, and then they create other distractions. On that level of power, it's just a bunch of arguing and distractions. Like Frank Zappa, that musician, he said, politics is basically, you know, show business, Hollywood for the military-industrial complex.
It is. It's all over the TV. It's all part of the movie that they're preparing.
Mm-hmm.
And the script that they're writing.
And just the mind control and hating one side, picking a side.
All the while, raising your taxes every year. CBS article dated 2018, a direct quote from the article. A fleet of 100 planes making 4,000 worldwide missions per year could help save the world from climate change. Also, it may be relatively cheap. That's the conclusion of a new peer-reviewed study in Environmental Research Letters. They say it's stuff of science fiction, planes spraying tiny sulfide particles into lower stratosphere, around 60,000 feet up. The idea is to help shield the Earth from just enough sunlight to help keep temperatures low. They go on to mention that the researchers examined how practical and costly a hypothetical solar geoengineering project would be. Beginning 15 years from now, this was dated in 2018, they're already doing it. The aim would be to halve the temperature increase caused by heat-trapping greenhouse gases. The method would mimic what large volcanoes do. I had mentioned Operation Popeye.
Yeah.
That's something that everyone should research right there. Throughout the Vietnam War, manipulating the rain and using that as a warfare tactic. Then the United States approached the former Soviet Union. They tried to make an international agreement, and then it was passed through in 1976, and in 1978, the international treaty that banned weather modification being used in warfare began. So they're saying, well, they made a treaty that they're not going to use weather modification in warfare.
Right.
In just warfare. They're sure. Let's shake hands on it. Are you kidding me?
I know.
All they do is lie, cheat, and steal. That's what the CIA director said.
They bring up these stories to help push their narrative.
All the evidence is out there. It's right above your heads.
All you have to do is go look and, you know, do things that can support your health and immune system.
And raise awareness around it. Talk to people about it. Have people post about it. Because it needs to be a movement, a thing that people are... No one wants to have our skies and weather manipulated and chemicals poured on us.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that. That would be a crime against humanity, in my opinion. Please spread the word about it. Just talk to people about it. Share the podcast with them. If you believe that the topics that we talk about are important for people to know about and to research, to know the truth, please share it.
And
get the word out there, because there's one reason we're doing this, and it's to help people realize what's really going on behind the scenes, because we want to live in a world that is way more just for everybody.
So the positive thing is that can happen if enough people wake up and say, oh, wait a minute, I don't have to live my life this way. I didn't agree to this, this, and this, because I didn't even know about it.
It's just part of the awakening process. just like we had talked about before, this is a consciousness movement. People just need to be conscious of it, spread the word, be vocal about it.
And expose the corruption that at its core is seems like pure evil.
The most evil thing on the planet.
It's not like everything would be picture perfect on this planet, but it could be way different.
And we are not being run by good right now. If there's good versus evil, which that is what it is, there's good versus evil. It's always been that way. The good is not winning. The good is not in charge right now. But the good can take it back.
Yeah.
There is a much better timeline for us. We are on a shite timeline right now with what is going on. And if it doesn't get exposed and if it isn't changed, it's just going to get worse. But it can change.
It can.
The good can take over.
Yes.
Spread the word.
Spread the word. Shoot us a message if you have any insights for us. We're still uncovering a lot. And if you're an expert on this topic, we would love to hear your point of view.
We have a website with all of our merch.
Check out our link tree and grab a Tesla tee, our new trucker hats.
Oh, I'm telling you this as a hat connoisseur. It's a really good hat. Clips on the back so you can adjust it. Yeah. And if what I talked about earlier, if you enjoy what we stand for, what we talk about, what we're doing, please support us.
No, seriously, check out our merch and drop us a line. Let us know what you're liking about the podcast and stay tuned. We've got another really cool episode coming up on farming and agriculture. It's going to be a really good episode with our first official guest.
Thanks for tuning in.
Bye. Thanks again for tuning into this episode. To stay on top of everything we're doing, from news updates, new episodes, and new merch drops, follow us on X, Rumble, and YouTube by searching It Can't Be a Joke.
If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and comment on your preferred streaming platform and check out our merch shop in the show notes below. We are always open to hearing your ideas on how we can make the world a better place and bring down this elitist cabal trying to control every aspect of our lives. Despite the forces we are up against, band together and don't stop looking up.